From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Ancient temple destroyed in Syria. Syrian activist and the country's antiquities chief say Islamic State blew up an ancient temple in Palmyra, one of the most historic sites in the Middle East. Islamic State extremists destroyed the 2,000-year-old Baal Shamin Temple with explosives strong enough to severely damage the Roman columns that surround the ancient building. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights confirmed the temple's destruction Sunday. The militants say ancient artifacts and statues are blasphemous. South Korean President Park Geun-hye is demanding that Pyongyang clearly apologize for a recent landmine incident and says South Korea's propaganda loudspeaker broadcast at North Korea's border will continue until an apology is issued. President Park made the comments today as North and South Korean officials met for a third day of emergency talks aimed at averting war on the peninsula. Officials have not publicly commented on the discussions, only to say they are tense. Nigeria's army chief survived an attack on his convoy by suspected Boko Haram fighters in Borno State. The army says gunmen ambushed Lieutenant General Tukur Boratai's convoy in a village between the towns of Mafa and Dikwa on Saturday. It says troops responded with overwhelming fire, killing 10 attackers and capturing 5. One government soldier was killed and 5 wounded. The general continued on to Dikwa, and that's where he addressed soldiers and a group of Nigerian civilians who were driven out of their homes by the fighting between Boko Haram and the military. This is VOA News. French President François Hollande will bestow France's highest decoration, the Legion of Honor, today in Paris, on 3 Americans and a Briton who subdued a heavily armed gunman aboard a high-speed train last Friday. One of the 3 Americans who overpowered the attacker on a Paris-bound train was injured in the attack. During a news conference at the U.S. Embassy in the French capital Sunday, Spencer Stone said he thought of his own survival, as well as everyone else's aboard the train.
Alec came up and grabbed the gun out of his hand while I put him in a chokehold. It seemed like he just kept pulling more weapons left and right, pulled out a handgun. Alec took that, took out a box cutter, started jabbing at me with that. We let go. All 3 of us started punching him while he's in the middle of us.
Stone and fellow Americans Alec Scarlatos and Anthony Sadler, along with British national Chris Norman, subdued a Moroccan-born gunman who seriously wounded at least one passenger before he was stopped. The Moroccan-born attacker was identified as 25-year-old Ayoub Al-Kazani. He boarded a train in Brussels shortly before the attack. Pakistan's military says a group of terrorists staged a rocket attack from across the Afghan border Sunday, killing 4 soldiers and wounding 4 others. The clash occurred in Pakistan's northwestern Khyber tribal region that borders eastern Afghanistan. Italy's Coast Guard says 4,400 migrants were rescued off the coast of Libya in the span of just one day Saturday after responding to requests for help from more than 20 vessels. This year, more than 100,000 people have already made the Mediterranean crossing to Italy. More than 2,300 people have died trying to reach Europe this year. Britain reopened its embassy in Iran's capital on Sunday. The embassy was shut down 4 years ago following an attack by protesters. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond was in Tehran for a ceremony where he declared the embassy open.
Maintaining dialogue, even under the most difficult conditions, is crucially important, and our embassies around the world play a critically important role in maintaining that dialogue.
Secretary Hammond called the visit Sunday an historic moment in relations between the 2 countries, noting it was the first visit by someone in his position since 2003. Nepal opened Mount Everest to climbers for the autumn season. It's the first time since a deadly earthquake triggered an avalanche that killed 18 climbers earlier this year. The Japanese climber Nobukazu Koriki will be the first person to make a solo attempt at reaching the summit. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.